This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Residents from the Beulah area, whose homes were destroyed by the Aspen Acres fire, were allowed to see their properties yesterday. KRCC's Brianna Heaney went along with one of those residents and filed this report.
A Beulah firefighter escorted each person re-entering the area. A neighbor had given Ned Pittman a heads up that his house had completely burnt. A call over the weekend confirmed it. Less he saw his house, Pittman says it was nestled into a dense green forest. Now, a pile of ash sits surrounded by blackened sticks.
These are all pine trees, big old ponderosa pine, and yeah, they're all evergreens. Yeah. Few aspen, not many. And there was all kinds of shrub oak everywhere. That just incinerated.
His home is one of more than 850 structures burnt in this fire. It's one of the most destructive wildfires in state history. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Colorado will soon house another 1,200 immigrant detention beds northeast of Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The new ICE detention facility was announced by GEO Group to its shareholders early Monday. The facility will be in a former prison in Hudson. The GEO Group will lease an existing building. Immigrant activists say this comes after almost a year of non-transparency from the federal government and Hudson town officials. The ACLU of Colorado sued the Department of Homeland Security for not giving over public documents related to this expansion. There is a 1,500-person ICE detention facility in Aurora that is nearly full. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app. It's 10:06.